The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors approved over $11 million last week to help shelter more than 200 residents camped along the Girardota Trail. KRCB's Addie White spoke with County Supervisors Linda Hopkins and Susan Gorin about the plan. Here first, Linda Hopkins.
I think this is a problem that has been growing, quite frankly, for a number of years. It shows, honestly, the fraying of our social safety net at the federal, state, and local level. We haven't been able to build enough affordable housing locally, but we also don't have adequate Social Security or HUD vouchers, you know, from a federal level, and we don't yet have sustained funding for homeless services to the level that we need from the state of California either. It's complicated also right now by the court decision from Boise that now stands, and then also our injunction locally in the Vannucci versus Sonoma County, and also the city of Santa Rosa that also sort of limits our ability and kind of dictates how we address encampments.
For those who don't know about the injunction and the lawsuit, can you talk a little bit more about what that means for the situation specifically?
Arresting people is a terrible way to address homelessness, the roots of which are really poverty, low wages, lack of affordable housing, mental illness, sometimes, you know, substance abuse. Those problems are not solved by arresting people. And so basically, the Boise decision says that we actually can't force people off of public property or arrest them for staying or sleeping on public property unless we provide them with an alternative location to go to. And so basically, the settlement and the injunction from Judge Chabria that we're party to basically dictates how we address that. So what kind of notification we need to give the camp residents, what kind of, you know, storage for their belongings, and then also what constitutes an adequate alternative for housing. Some people have special needs and they can't just go into the bunk style shelter housing.
So can you walk me through how much money the county allocated to deal with this problem and what those funds will be used for?
This is Susan Gorin. We're hearing from people countywide, why aren't we doing things? Why aren't we helping? And in fact, we are. Anna, that was the point of the special meeting last week, because as Supervisor Hopkins said, we cannot evict them, we cannot move them off the trail unless we offer alternatives. And some of those alternatives are indoor-outdoor shelters, maybe two of them, maybe more, safe parking options, permanent supportive housing, purchasing of housing that our homeless could then go into. That model has been very successful.
And where did the over $11 million in funding come from for this, for these projects?
So the over $11 million in funding came from a couple of sources. One is general funds. So we actually dug deep into our discretionary dollars that we have at the County of Sonoma and actually invested substantial revenue into solutions. We also did pull down from state funding from the No Place Like Home initiative, and that was about $4 million that will go to fund the purchase of houses. I think it's really important that we did invest in a number of solutions. We're not just putting all of our eggs in one basket. So we are buying actual houses to provide this congregate housing model. We're entering into master leases where we can actually go and lease, you know, sort of as many apartment units as we possibly can. We're looking at standing up outdoor shelters, and we're also investing in wraparound supportive services, including, really importantly, 15 beds for sort of detox and rehab.
That was Supervisors Susan Gorin and Linda Hopkins talking with KRCB's Addie White. It will take several months to get any new programs off the ground. You can stay up to date at norcalpublicmedia.org.